Lisa Henderson, my dear new friend, very grateful that you are here with me, and I'm excited that you're here on Prelisim.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to chat today. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, let's get right into it. Lisa, first question for you is, what is your business?
Yeah, I own a boutique human capital firm called Empowering People Leaders. Simply, we partner with organizations and people leaders to elevate their talent. So our main three solutions that we can mix and blend to create extraordinary outcomes are through leadership and team coaching and development, culture transformations, and then fractional CHRO strategic engagements.
I love it. You're really capitalizing on some awesome services that are really needed in the business world today. Lisa, what compelled you to start your own business?
Yeah, that's a fun question. So after a very successful corporate career with 25 years as a business leader and HR executive, I was always known as a change agent. So I decided after the last company sale that to pivot to focus on the specialties I loved throughout my career. I was already accustomed to working with multiple business units and leadership teams in my roles with the global organization. I knew it would be incredibly fulfilling to work with people leaders and organizations and really teams across diverse industries and business stages. So by leveraging my real life executive experience and coaching expertise, I'm able to scale solutions to fit startups to large public organizations. And doing this work, I've had the opportunity to work with some amazing clients on engagements, spanning from that Leadership 360 feedback and those customized coaching engagements to culture transformations, and resulting in increased employee engagements. And also the fractional leadership. I've had some of those engagements working with some incredible CEOs and internal teams on people strategy and business alignment.
It sounds like you've really compiled all your expertise over the years, right? The things that you've seen in the corporate world, the things that you've been involved with, and you've really brought it to this. And it leads me to my next question is, how do you feel that you're leading the way with what you're doing?
Yeah, I think that leading the way is truly just by, again, leveraging the real life experience, as my experience in corporate was, lean transitions, mergers, acquisitions, turnarounds, for all businesses, it stages in developing those leaders to realize their potentials when I was working in-house as well. So to be able to more specifically, through those high value optimized coaching and development is then strategic programs, versus the commoditized one size fits all approaches.
Who would you say are your ideal clients? Who are you typically looking to work with, or who do you typically work with currently?
Yeah, my ideal and typical clients are people leaders and corporations that are looking to realize the full potential of their talent. So I look at it really how are they ready to engage, align, and having their talent achieve those extraordinary results. So I really do well in life sciences, technology, other service industries. And company sizes from 25 to 500 and larger. I mean, from my background, I've done personally worked in startups through public, private, nonprofit, global organizations. So I have experience in all of those. So really, clients that fit in any of those stages who really could use that, that thought leadership or the leadership coaching expertise.
And what would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with these prospective clients in these industries?
Yeah, so I think the probably the best thing is let's just talk about your specific needs and challenges with talent and engagement and then strategic, priority alignment. Those are specialties of mine.
Last one for us here, Lisa. Who would you say are your ideal referral partners that can lead you to those ideal clients?
The ideal referral partners would are insurance brokers, CPAs, employment attorneys, and pretty much any HR service providers. Some of the people that would know what kind of needs there are would also be corporate and fractional leaders in anything from, and also the CEOs, in those functional areas to HR, finance, operations, sales. A lot of times those functional leaders will also, be able to identify if there's a challenge. And again, as I said before, I'd love to chat about challenges within enhancing leadership skills, team collaboration, and aligning strategic goals. So we can co-create the best way to support and achieve results.